Chapter 3. Driving Behaviors. Good Driving Practices. Starting. Check the vehicle owner's manual for how to best start the vehicle. Make sure the parking brake is on before you start the vehicle. If the vehicle has a manual transmission, it must not be in gear. In some vehicles, the clutch must be depressed. For a vehicle that has an automatic transmission, you must put the shift selector in park. Accelerating. Accelerate gradually and smoothly. Trying to start too fast can cause the drive wheels to spin, particularly on slippery surfaces, and cause the vehicle to slide. With a manual shift vehicle, practice using the clutch and accelerator so that the engine does not over-accelerate or stall when shifting between gears. Steering. Both hands should be placed on opposite sides of the steering wheel. Left hand between 8 and 10 o'clock, and right hand between 2 and 4 o'clock. This position is comfortable. On high-speed roads, it allows you to make turns without taking your hands from the wheel. Hand over hand. When turning sharp corners, turn the steering wheel using your hand-over-hand technique. When you complete a turn, straighten out the steering wheel by hand. Letting it slip through your fingers could be dangerous. Push-pull. In the push-pull method, a driver's knuckles should be facing outward as the hands are holding the steering wheel firmly on the outside rim. Push one hand to the 12 o'clock position, letting the wheel slide through the other hand. Bring that hand to the 1 or 11 o'clock position, and then pull down. The other hand slides back to the original starting position. Continue as necessary until the process is complete. If this is done correctly, the two hands will never cross and will remain on the steering wheel at all times. Scanning. To be a good driver, you must know what is happening around your vehicle. You must look ahead, to the sides, and behind your vehicle. Scanning helps you see problems ahead, such as vehicles and people that may be in the road by the time you reach them, signs warning you of problems ahead, and signs giving you directions. Look ahead. In order to avoid last-minute braking or turning, you should look well down the road. By looking well ahead and being ready to stop or change lanes if needed, you can drive more safely, save on fuel, help keep traffic moving at a steady pace, and allow yourself time to better see around your vehicle and along the road. Looking well down the road will also help you steer more straightly with less weaving. Safer drivers tend to look at least 12 seconds ahead of their vehicles. This is the distance that your vehicle will travel in 12 seconds. In the city, 12 seconds is about one block. When you drive in city traffic, you should try to look at least one block ahead. On the highway, 12 seconds is about four city blocks, or a quarter of a mile. Here is how to figure out how far ahead you are looking. Find a non-moving object, such as a sign or a telephone pole, near the road about as far ahead as you are looking. Start counting 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, etc., until you reach the object. The number of seconds you have counted is the number of seconds ahead that you were looking. You can be a safer driver by looking well ahead. By doing so, you can avoid the need to stop or turn quickly. The least amount of times you have to stop or turn quickly, the less likely you are to run into someone or have someone run into you. By looking well ahead, you can save on fuel. Every time you have to stop quickly, it takes time and fuel to get your vehicle back up to speed. Drivers who look ahead can slow down gradually or change lanes and avoid the unnecessary braking, which leads to lower miles per gallon. Traffic would flow more smoothly if everyone looked well ahead. Making driving changes early gives drivers behind you more time to react. The earlier you act, the earlier the vehicle behind you can act. By seeing necessary driving changes early, you can drive more safely. This helps drivers behind you drive more safely too. It also keeps traffic moving at a steady speed. Look to the sides. As other vehicles, bicycles, or pedestrians may cross or enter your path at any time, you should look to the sides to make sure no one is coming. This is especially true at intersections and railroad crossings, or while changing lanes. Look behind. You must also check the traffic behind you. You need to check more often when traffic is heavy. This is the only way you will know if someone is following too closely or coming up too fast. If you check, you will have time to do something about it. It is very important to look for vehicles behind you when you change lanes, slow down, back up, or drive down a long or steep hill. Intersections. Intersections are any place where traffic merges or crosses. These include cross streets, side streets, driveways, and shopping centers or parking lot entrances. Before you enter an intersection, look both left and right for approaching vehicles, bicycles, and/or pedestrians. When stopped, look both left and right just before you start moving. Look across the intersection before you start to move to make sure that the path is clear all the way through the intersection and that you will not block it if you have to stop. Before you turn left across traffic, look for a safe opening in the traffic. Remember, oncoming traffic, including bicycles, always has the right of way. Look to the street onto which you are turning to make sure that no vehicles, bicycles, or pedestrians are in your path. This would leave you stuck in the path of oncoming traffic. Look one more time in the direction of oncoming traffic before you turn. Before turning right, make sure that there is no traffic approaching from your left and no oncoming traffic turning into your path. Do not begin your turn without checking for pedestrian crossing where you will be turning. Do not turn immediately after passing a bicycle. You may turn right at the red light after stopping unless it is prohibited by a traffic sign. Do not rely on traffic signals or signs to tell you that no one will be crossing in front of you. Some drivers do not obey traffic signals or signs. Look left and right at an intersection, even if other traffic has a red light or a stop sign. This is especially important just after the light has turned green. This is when people on the cross street are most likely to hurry through the intersection before the light changes to red. Some drivers, who fail to pay attention, may not stop. Make sure you can clearly see crossing traffic before entering an intersection. If you are stopped and your view of a cross street is blocked, edge forward slowly until you can see. When you move forward slowly, crossing drivers can see the front of your vehicle before you can see them. This gives them a chance to slow down and warn you if necessary. During heavy traffic, drivers are prohibited from entering any intersection unless there is sufficient space on the opposite side of the intersection to accommodate their vehicle without obstructing the passage of other vehicles or pedestrians. This is commonly known as blocking the box or causing gridlock. Whenever there is a lot of activity along the side of the road, there's a good chance that someone will cross or enter the road. Therefore, it is important to look to the sides when you are near shopping centers, parking lots, construction areas, busy sidewalks, playgrounds, or schoolyards. Railroad crossings. As you approach any railroad crossing, slow down and look up and down the tracks to make sure that there are no trains coming. Even if you have never seen a train at that crossing before, do not assume that none are coming. Assuming that a train is not coming is one of the leading causes of fatalities at railroad crossings. Make sure there is room for your whole vehicle on the far side before you can cross the tracks. At crossings with more than one track, wait until the passing train is well down the track before starting to cross. The train that just passed may hide another one that is approaching. Work zones. A work zone is any type of roadwork that may delay traffic conditions. Many work zones involve lane closures and detours. Moving equipment such as sweepers, line painting trucks, mowing equipment, and heavy machinery are common in work zones. Highway work zones are set up according to the type of road and the work to be done on the road. The work zone can be long or short term and can exist at any time of the year, but most commonly in the summer. Work zones on U.S. highways have become increasingly dangerous places for both workers and drivers. Approximately 40,000 people per year are injured as a result of motor vehicle crashes in work zones. There are a large number of work zones in place across America. Therefore, highway agencies are working on not only improving devices used in work zones, but to change the behavior of drivers so crashes can be prevented. When approaching a work zone, watch for materials such as cones, barrels, signs, large vehicles, or workers in bright colored vests to warn you and direct you where to go. All temporary signs in work zones have an orange background and black letters or symbols. These signs will be found on the right side of the road or on both left and right sides when the roadway is a divided highway. The signs tell you what to do and how soon you will encounter the work zone. Most work zones also have signs alerting you to reductions in the speed limit through the work zone. These speed reductions are necessary for the safety of the workers and motorists. The reduced speed limits are clearly posted within the work zone, and if there are no reduced speed limit signs, you should obey the normal posted speed limit. In Connecticut, anyone convicted of speeding, disobeying traffic control devices, using an improper lane, or endangering a highway worker within a work zone could face fines of up to $1,000, can be assessed points against his or her driver's license, and may be required to complete the driver retraining program. In addition, distracted driving fines are doubled for anyone convicted of illegally using a handheld cell phone or mobile electronic device while driving in a work zone. Signing, traffic control devices, roadway markings, flaggers, and law enforcement officers are used to protect highway workers and to direct drivers safely through work zones or along marked detours. As a driver, you should learn and abide by the following safety tips for driving in work zones. Slow down, obey posted speed limits, and be alert to conditions around you. Workers could be present. Follow the instructions on the work zone warning signs and those given by flaggers. Do not become oblivious to work zone signs when the work is long-term or widespread. Be aware that traffic patterns in work zones can change daily, including lane shifts or alternating lane closures. Use extreme caution when driving through a work zone at night, whether workers are present or not. Watch the traffic around you and be prepared to react to what traffic is doing. Check for the tail and brake lights of vehicles ahead of you for indications of what is happening on the road ahead. Be ready to respond quickly. Merge as soon as possible. Motorists can help maintain traffic flow and posted speeds by moving to the appropriate lane at the first notice of an approaching work zone. Adjust your lane position away from the side where workers and equipment are located when possible. Keep a safe distance between your vehicle and traffic barriers, trucks, construction equipment, and workers. Increase your following distance. Do not tailgate. Some work zones, such as line painting, road patching, and mowing, are mobile. Just because you do not see the workers immediately after you enter the warning sign does not mean that they are not out there. Observe the posted signs until you see the one that says End Road Work. Concentrate when driving through work zones. Pay attention to your surroundings, and do not become distracted from cell phones, changing the radio station, or applying makeup. When you can, avoid work zones altogether by using alternate routes. Expect delays. Plan for them and leave early to reach your destination on time. Calm down. Work zones are not there to inconvenience you. They are there to improve the roads for everyone. Sharing the road with others. Sharing the road means getting along, not getting ahead. A courteous, alert, and knowledgeable driver will make the highways safer for all. Connecticut residents are choosing alternative methods of transportation, such as bicycling or walking. Motorists must pay increased attention to their surroundings. Drivers of passenger vehicles share the road with many other users. Emergency vehicles, pedestrians, bicyclists, moped and motorcycle riders, slow-moving vehicles, and horseback riders. Vulnerable users. Connecticut has a vulnerable users law which provides for higher penalties for drivers who fail to exercise reasonable care and cause the serious injury or death of a vulnerable user. Vulnerable users include pedestrians, bicyclists, wheelchair users, a person riding or driving an animal, and highway workers. Vulnerable users are at greater risk of serious injury or death than vehicle occupants in a crash. Because of this greater vulnerability, drivers need to exercise special care around these roadway users. Emergency vehicles. You must yield the right of way to police vehicles, fire engines, ambulances, or other emergency vehicles using sirens, air horns, or red and blue flashing lights. When you see or hear an emergency vehicle approaching from any direction, you must pull over to the right edge of the road or as near to the right as possible and stop your vehicle. You must remain stopped until the emergency vehicle has passed, unless otherwise directed by a state or local police officer or a firefighter. Move over law. When an emergency vehicle is pulled over on any part of the highway or road, drivers must slow down below the posted speed limit, and move their vehicle over one lane whenever it is possible and safe to do so. This is required for vehicles with activated flashing lights, including ambulances, fire trucks, police cars, tow trucks, and road maintenance vehicles. Pedestrians. Drivers must recognize the special safety needs of pedestrians. Drivers should be especially alert for children, the elderly, and disabled pedestrians. They are the most frequent victims in auto-pedestrian collisions. Elderly and disabled pedestrians may have poor vision and hearing and may move slowly. Generally, pedestrians have the right-of-way in crosswalks. There is a crosswalk at every intersection, even if it is not marked by painted lines. To determine where an unmarked crosswalk is, imagine that the sidewalk or shoulder at the corner extends across the road and meets the sidewalk or shoulder on the other side. Drivers must slow or stop your vehicle and grant the right-of-way for a pedestrian crossing at a crosswalk, marked or unmarked, when the pedestrian steps to the curb at the entrance of the crosswalk or is within any portion of the crosswalk. Children at play and school zones. Children are often the least predictable pedestrians and the most difficult to see. Take extra care to look out for children, especially near schools, bus stops, playgrounds, parks, and ice cream trucks. Always be extra watchful when backing in or out of a driveway. Children may run behind or be playing behind vehicles. Be particularly alert at all times for children and pedestrians in a school zone. Follow the signs or flashing lights that warn you that you are approaching a school or a school crossing. School hours are not the only time children are present. You must obey the slower posted speed limit in school zones or be subject to fines. Stop and yield to students who are crossing or if a crossing guard signals you to do so. White canes and guide dogs. Blind or partially blind pedestrians may carry a white cane or use the assistance of a guide dog. You must give the right-of-way to a pedestrian with a guide dog or who is carrying a white cane, with or without a colored tip. Stop and stay stopped if the person is attempting to cross or is in the process of crossing the road. At regulated intersections, remain stopped until the pedestrian is out of the road, even if you have a green light. Bicyclists. Bicyclists are considered vehicles when on the roadways. They are expected to follow the same rules of the road as motorized vehicles. As a motorist, you should know that a bicyclist has the same rights, privileges, and responsibilities as you. You should expect to see bicyclists on the road driving with traffic. You should not be surprised to see a bicyclist using the left lane when turning. Additionally, when a lane is too narrow for cars and bikes to drive side by side, the bicyclist will take the travel lane, which means driving in or near the center of the lane. Respect for each other will aid in the smooth flow of traffic. Bicyclists may not be easily seen in traffic. You must be alert for bicyclists and be extra careful when approaching them. Just as motorists have different levels of skill, bicyclists also have varying levels of skill. A skillful bicyclist rides predictably and holds a steady line. An unskilled bicyclist may swerve unpredictably, ignore traffic signs and signals, and ride without a light at night. If you see an unskilled bicyclist, be ready for any sudden movements. As a bicyclist, you are required to ride on the right side of the roadway. You must obey all traffic signs and signals and use hand signals to let others know what you plan to do. You are required to yield to pedestrians. You are required to wear a helmet if you are under 16 years of age. If you are 16 years of age or older, you should consider wearing a helmet as a safety precaution. All bicyclists should wear brightly colored clothing, use required lights and reflectors, and keep your bicycle in good repair. As a driver, you must yield to bicyclists in intersections as you would for pedestrians and other vehicles. You must yield the right of way to a bicyclist when a bicycle path or bike lane intersects a road. You must yield to bicyclists in a bicycle lane or persons on a sidewalk before you turn across the lane or sidewalk. Fines are doubled for failure to yield right-of-way to a bicyclist. When approaching or passing a bicyclist, slow down and pass only when you're able to give a minimum of 3 feet distance between your vehicle and the bicycle. Be aware of the width of your vehicle and any load or trailer that you may be hauling. Be careful after you have passed a bicyclist Do not slow down or stop quickly or turn right immediately. A motor vehicle's brakes are more powerful than a bicycle's, and you could cause a crash. Do not sound your horn close to a bicyclist. Unless you have a good cause to warn the bicyclist, sounding your horn to alert your presence may startle them and cause them to steer into your path and crash. There may be a good reason for the bicyclist to be riding in the travel lane, such as roadway hazards not visible to motorists. When making turns, watch carefully for bicyclists entering your lane. Be especially careful if you see children riding bikes on the sidewalk. They may come onto the road. Never turn sharply in front of a bicyclist and do not force a bicyclist off the road. Although bicyclists are required to ride in the direction of traffic, you should look for them riding anywhere on the roadway. Be particularly careful around bicyclists when the roadway is wet or covered with sand or gravel. Like motor vehicles, bicycles cannot brake as quickly or turn as sharply under these conditions. These conditions affect bicycles much more than they affect vehicles. Bicyclists may use the full travel lane in instances where the shoulder or bike lane is unsafe due to various conditions, including, but not limited to, those listed. Cooperate with bicyclists. They are required to use hand signals when turning and stopping. However, keep in mind that a bicyclist may be unable to signal if road or traffic conditions require them to keep both hands on the handlebars. Look for other clues of a bicyclist's intent, like turning their head or looking over their shoulder before changing lane position. Consider a bicyclist's speed when you pass. If you are about to make a right turn, you must not pass a bicyclist immediately before the turn. To avoid a collision, you should slow down and let the cyclist near the intersection before making your turn. Do not stop, park, or drive on a designated bicycle path or lane unless you are entering or leaving an alley or driveway, performing official duties, directed by a police officer, or an emergency situation exists. You must yield to bicycles in the bicycle lane. You may turn across a bicycle lane, but may not drive in the bicycle lane when approaching a turn. When parked on the street, check to the sides and rear for bicyclists before you open your vehicle door. You should check for bicyclists in your path before backing. Be especially cautious near schools or residential areas where bicyclists may be present. Motorcycles. Motorcyclists have the same right and responsibilities as other drivers. However, it is more difficult to see them, and it is more difficult to determine what they will do. There are special situations and conditions we need to be aware of so we can safely share the road with motorcycles. Motorcycle operators have the right to use a complete traffic lane, and two motorcycles may share a lane. Do not pass a motorcycle in the same lane. The motorcycle needs space to react to other traffic. Motorcycles are small, and therefore more difficult to see. Their size also allows them to duck easily into your blind spot. Always make a visual check for motorcycles by checking mirrors and blind spots by turning your head and looking before entering or leaving a lane of traffic and at intersections. Approximately one half of all motorcycle crashes involve another motor vehicle. Nearly 40% were caused by the other vehicle turning left in front of the motorcyclist. Motorcycles have a much smaller profile than motor vehicles, which can make it more difficult to judge the speed and distance as they approach. Before turning left, be alert for motorcycles by looking carefully to the front and sides of your vehicle. Do not assume a motorcycle is turning when you see its turn signal flashing. Motorcycle turn signals may not self-cancel, and the motorcyclist may have forgotten to turn them off. Do not pull out in front of a motorcycle until you see that it is actually beginning to turn. Keep in mind that motorcycles may not have turn signals, so it is important to leave enough space for the motorcyclist to maneuver. Always signal your intentions before changing lanes or merging with traffic. This allows the motorcyclist to anticipate traffic flow and find a safe lane position. Obstacles and road conditions that may be minor to a motorist can be deadly to a motorcyclist. Be prepared for them to make sudden changes in lanes or speed as they attempt to avoid a hazard on the road, such as potholes, gravel, wet or slippery surfaces, pavement seams, railroad crossings, and grooved pavement. Allow room for the motorcyclist to maneuver. Always increase your following distance when road or weather conditions are bad, in areas of poor illumination, and in unfamiliar areas. When following a motorcyclist, allow for 3 or 4 seconds following distance or more in wet conditions. Motorcycles can stop quickly, and following too closely endangers your life and that of the motorcycle. You may distract the motorcyclist, and if the motorcyclist makes a mistake, you will not have enough time or space to avoid a crash. Always dim your headlights when approaching a motorcycle. Because of their vulnerability, the blinding effect of your high beams can be far more dangerous to them than to drivers of motor vehicles. When a motor vehicle is passing your vehicle, you should maintain your lane position and speed. Allow the motorcyclist to complete the maneuver and assume proper lane position as quickly as possible. Never speed up or interfere with their ability to pass safely. Slow-moving vehicles. Some vehicles cannot travel very fast or have trouble keeping up with the speed of traffic. If you spot these vehicles early, you have time to change lanes or slow down safely. Slowing suddenly can cause a traffic accident. Watch for large trucks and small underpowered cars on steep grades or when they're entering traffic. They can lose speed on a long or steep hill, and it takes longer for these vehicles to get up to speed when they enter traffic. Farm tractors, animal-drawn vehicles, and roadway maintenance vehicles usually go 25 miles per hour or less. These vehicles should have a slow-moving decal, an orange triangle, on the back. Drive at a speed where you can always safely stop. To tell if you are driving too fast for conditions, use the 4-second sight distance rule. Pick out a stationary object as far ahead as you can clearly see, such as a sign or a telephone pole. Start counting 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000. If you reach the object before you finish saying 4-1000, you need to slow down. You're going too fast for your sight distance. You must not drive faster than the distance you can see. If you do, you are not safe and could injure or kill yourself or others. Horses. Horseback riders are subject to and protected by the rules of the road. They also must ride single file near the right curb or road edge, or on a usable right shoulder, lane, or path. When you approach a horse on a public highway, you must reduce your speed or stop if necessary to avoid striking, endangering, or frightening a horse. The law requires you to exercise due care when approaching a horse being ridden or led along a road. You must drive at a reasonable speed and at reasonable distance away from the horse. It is illegal to sound your horn when approaching or passing a horse. Sharing the road with trucks. Trucks, tractor trailers, and RVs. We all depend on trucks for everything we eat, wear, or use. A truck brought the car you're driving, the fuel to run it, and the parts and accessories that keep it in good condition. Safely sharing the road with trucks is an essential part of driving and is every bit as important as sharing the road with other vehicles. No zone. Trucks, tractor trailers, buses, and recreational vehicles, or RVs, including motorhomes, campers, and travel trailers, are longer, higher, and wider than other vehicles. They accelerate slowly and require great stopping and turning distances. Plus, there are danger areas around these vehicles where crashes are more likely to occur. These areas are called no zones. No zones on the side, front, and rear also include blind spots where your car disappears from the driver's view. Learning the no zones can help save your life. Side no zones. Trucks, tractor trailers, buses, and RVs have big no zones on both sides, which are dangerous because these vehicles must make wide turns. These no zones or blind spots are much larger than your car's blind spots. If you can't see the driver's face in his side view mirror, then he can't see you. Rear no zone. Trucks, tractor trailers, buses, and RVs have huge no zones directly behind them. The driver can't see your car behind his vehicle, and you can't see what's happening in traffic ahead of his vehicle. If the truck, bus, or RV brakes or stops suddenly, you have no place to go around and could crash into the vehicle's rear end. Always maintain a safe following distance. Front no zone. You could get rear-ended by a truck, bus, or RV if you cut in front too soon after passing the vehicle. If you cut in front and then suddenly slow down, truck, bus, and RV drivers are forced to slam on their brakes. Their vehicles need twice the time and room to stop as cars. A truck and its tow vehicle may be as long as 65 feet, and it may take you more than half a mile of clear road to pass. When passing, look for the entire front of the truck in your rearview mirror before pulling in front, and then don't slow down. Wide turns. Trucks, buses, and RVs sometimes need to swing wide to the left or right in order to safely make a turn. They can't see the cars directly behind or beside them. In fact, their blind spots may stretch up to 20 feet in front of the cab and approximately 200 feet behind the truck. Trying to squeeze between a truck, bus, or RV and the curb or another vehicle is an invitation to disaster. Truck drivers are human. Like everyone else, truck drivers want to avoid being involved in crashes. If you make a mistake, the truck driver will try to avoid a crash. However, an evasive maneuver in a truck can result in the truck driver crashing, even though you may get away unscathed. We hope this information will help you avoid such situations. Trucks accelerate more slowly than cars. Trucks need more room to maneuver safely. In a panic stop, trucks need more stopping distance. Because trucks are higher than they are wide, it is harder for the truck driver to safely take evasive action. Avoid the no-zone blind spots around the truck. Pass trucks safely. Don't take needless chances to pass a truck. Always make sure you have room to complete your pass without having to resort to excessive speed. Check traffic in both the front and rear. Signal and change lanes when it is safe and legal to do so. Pass only where it is safe, never where you will have to complete your pass in a no-passing zone. When you do pass, complete the pass as promptly as traffic conditions permit. If you linger alongside the cab, you may be in a position where the truck driver cannot see you in the mirrors. If the truck driver has to change lanes for any reason, your vehicle could be involved in a crash because you were in a position where the truck driver could not see you. Signal and return to the right lane when you can see the front of the truck in your inside mirror. After passing, keep your speed up. Passing a vehicle and then slowing down is both dangerous and irritating. Avoid pulling in front of a truck when traffic may stop or slow down. By doing so, you take away the truck driver's margin of safety and risk causing a crash. The trucking industry stresses the importance of safe following distance. If a truck passes you, help the truck driver to pass safely by slowing down slightly to shorten the time required to pass. Never speed up. That is dangerous and illegal. When you meet a truck going the other way, keep as far to the right as you safely can for a greater margin of safety and to minimize wind turbulence. Keep a safe following distance behind trucks. If you follow a truck closely, you are driving blind. You can't see around the truck and the truck driver can't see you in the mirrors. Never follow a truck at a time interval of less than 3 seconds. To check your following distance, pick a landmark on the side of the road. When the rear of the truck passes that point, count 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000 at a normal rate. If you pass the same point before you have finished counting 3-1000, you are following the truck too closely. If you edge out to the left to see if there is room to pass, you may find yourself face to face with an oncoming vehicle that you could have seen if you had been following at a safe distance. You may hit a pothole or debris that the truck has safely passed over. In some cases, because of more brakes and more tires in contact with the road, a truck can slow or stop more quickly than a car. If you are following too closely, you may be unable to avoid a rear-end collision with the truck. Never use your high beams when following a truck at night. The glare in the side mirrors can blind the truck driver. Avoid stopping too close behind a truck on an upgrade. If the truck rolls back when starting up, your vehicle could be damaged. Also, if you stop a little to either side of the truck driver will be able to see your vehicle in the mirrors. Trucks make wide right turns. Did you ever feel the back of your vehicle go up over the curb when you were making a right turn? On every vehicle, the rear wheels follow a shorter path than the front wheels. The longer the vehicle, the shorter the path followed by the rear wheels. This is called off-track. Off-track occurs on both left and right turns, but presents a greater safety problem on the right turns, where a truck driver may have to first move to the left so the rear wheels won't jump the curb. Resist the temptation to pass on the right of a truck that is approaching an intersection. If the truck driver makes a right turn, you could be caught between the truck and the curb. Trucks need space while backing up. Truck drivers often must back from the street into a loading area. If you see a truck driver attempting to back, stop to give them a chance to do so safely. Never attempt to drive around a backing truck. You are likely to get out of the truck driver's field of view and may be needlessly involved in a crash. Maintaining a space cushion. You must always share the road with others. The more distance you keep between yourself and everyone else, the more time you have to react. This space is like a safety cushion. The more you have, the safer it can be. This section describes how to make sure that you have enough space around you when you drive. Space to enter. When you enter into traffic, try to enter at the same speed that traffic is moving. High-speed roadways generally have ramps to give you time to build up your speed. Use the ramp to reach the speed of the other vehicles before you pull onto the road. Do not drive to the end of the ramp and stop, or you will not have enough room to get up to the speed of traffic. Also, drivers behind you will not expect you to stop. If they are watching the traffic on the main road, you may be hit from the rear. If you have to wait for space to enter a roadway, slow down on the ramp so you have some room to speed up before you have to merge onto the main road. Space to merge. Anytime you want to merge with other traffic, you need an opening of about 4 seconds. If you move into the middle of a 4-second opening, both you and the vehicle that is behind you have a 2-second following distance. You need a 4-second opening wherever you change lanes or enter a roadway, and when your lane merges with another travel lane. Do not try to merge into an opening that is too small. A small opening can quickly become even smaller. Enter an opening that gives you a big enough space cushion to be safe. Keep pace with traffic. Vehicles moving in the same direction at the same speed cannot hit one another. Crashes involving two or more vehicles often happen when drivers go faster or slower than other vehicles on the road. If you are going faster than traffic, you will have to keep passing others. Each time you pass someone, there is a chance for a collision. The vehicle you are passing may change lanes unexpectedly. An oncoming vehicle may also appear suddenly on a 2-lane road. Slow down and keep pace with the other traffic. Speeding does not save more than a few minutes an hour. Space to leave. Keep up with the speed of traffic as long as you are on the main road. If the road you are traveling has exit ramps, do not slow down until you move onto the exit ramp. When you turn from a high-speed, 2-lane roadway, try not to slow down too early if you have traffic following you. Tap your brakes and reduce your speed quickly, but safely. Space to cross. When you cross traffic, you need a large enough opening to get all the way across the road. Stopping halfway across traffic is only safe when there is a median divider large enough for your vehicle. Do not stop in a divider where part of your vehicle is sticking into traffic. If you are turning left, make sure there are no vehicles, bicycles, or pedestrians blocking your path. You do not want to be caught waiting for a path to clear while stuck across a lane with vehicles coming toward you. Even if you have a green light, do not start across the intersection if there are vehicles blocking your way. If you are caught in the intersection when the light changes to red, you will block other traffic. You can get a ticket for blocking an intersection. Never assume another driver will share space with you or give you space. For example, do not assume that you can turn just because an approaching vehicle also has a turn signal on. The driver may plan to turn after they pass your vehicle, or may have forgotten to turn the signal off from a prior turn. This is particularly true of motorcycles, as their signals often do not cancel by themselves. Wait until the other driver actually starts to turn. Then go if it is safe to do so. When you cross railroad tracks, make sure you can cross without having to stop on the tracks. Space ahead. Rear-end crashes are very common. They are caused by drivers who follow too closely to be able to stop before hitting the vehicle ahead when it suddenly stops. There is an easy way to tell if you're following too closely. It's called the 3-second rule, and it works at any speed. How to use the 3-second rule. Watch for when the rear of a vehicle ahead passes a sign, pole, or any other stationary point. Count the seconds it takes you to reach the same spot. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000. You are following too closely if you pass the mark before you finish counting. If so, drop back and then count again at another spot to check the new following distance. Repeat until you are following no closer than 3 seconds. There are also situations where you need more space in front of your vehicle. In the following situations, you may need a 4-second following distance to be safe. When to use the 4-second rule. Slippery roads. Because you need more distance to stop your vehicle on slippery roads, you must leave more space in front of you. If the vehicle ahead suddenly stops, you will need the extra distance to stop safely. The driver behind you wants to pass. Slow down to allow room in front of your vehicle. Slowing will also allow the pass to be completed sooner. Following motorcycles. If the motorcycle should fall, you need extra distance to avoid the rider. The chances of a fall are greatest on wet and icy roads, gravel roads, and metal surfaces such as bridges, grating, and streetcar or railroad tracks. Following drivers who cannot see you. The drivers of trucks, buses, vans, or vehicles pulling campers or trailers may not be able to see you when you are directly behind them. They could stop suddenly without knowing that you're there. Large vehicles also block your view of the road ahead. Falling back allows you more time to see ahead. When you're being followed closely. If you are being followed closely, pull to the right and allow the vehicle behind you to pass. Pulling a trailer. The extra weight increases your stopping distance. Low visibility. When it is hard for you to see ahead because of darkness or bad weather, you need to increase your following distance. Following emergency vehicles. Police vehicles, ambulances, and fire trucks need more room to operate. Railroad crossings. Leave extra room for vehicles required to stop at railroad crossings, including transit buses, school buses, and vehicles carrying hazardous materials. When stopped on a hill or an incline, leave extra space when stopped on a hill or an incline. The vehicle ahead may roll back when it starts up. Space behind. It is not always easy to maintain a safe distance behind your vehicle. However, you can help keep the driver at a safe distance by keeping a steady speed and signaling in advance when you have to slow down or turn. Stopping to pick up or let off passengers. Try to find a safe place out of traffic to stop. Parallel parking. If you want to parallel park and there is traffic coming behind you, put on your turn signal, pull next to the space, and allow following vehicles to pass before you park. Driving slowly. When you have to drive so slowly that you slow down other vehicles, pull to the side of the road when it is safe to do so and let them pass. There are turnout areas on some two-lane roads you can use. Other two-lane roads sometimes have passing lanes. Slowing down. Always check behind your vehicle whenever you slow down or stop. This is very important when you slow down quickly or at points where a following driver would not expect you to slow down, such as private driveways or parking spaces. Being tailgated. Every now and then, you may find yourself being followed closely or tailgated by another driver. If you are being followed too closely and there is a right lane, move over to the right. If there is no right lane, wait until the road ahead is clear, then reduce speed slowly. This will encourage the tailgater to drive around you. Never slow down quickly to discourage a tailgater. It increases your risk of being hit from behind. Space to the side. You need space on both sides of your vehicle to have room to turn or change lanes. Avoid driving next to other vehicles on multi-lane roads. Someone may crowd your lane or try to change lanes and pull into you. Move ahead of or drop behind the other vehicle. Keep as much space as you can between yourself and oncoming vehicles. This means not crowding the center line on a two-lane road. In general, it is safest to drive in the center of your lane. Make room for entering vehicles on a roadway that has two or more lanes. If there is no one next to you, move over a lane. Keep extra space between your vehicle and parked cars. Someone could step out from a parked vehicle or from between vehicles, or a parked vehicle could also pull out. Give extra space to pedestrians, bicycles, and especially children. They can move into your path quickly and without warning. Do not share a lane with a pedestrian or bicyclist. Wait until it is safe to pass in the adjoining lane. Split the difference between two hazards. For example, steer a middle course between oncoming and parked vehicles. However, If one is more dangerous than the other, leave a little more space on the dangerous side. If an oncoming vehicle is a tractor trailer, leave a little more room on the side that the truck will pass. When possible, take potential hazards one at a time. For example, if you are overtaking a bicycle and an oncoming vehicle is approaching, slow down and let the vehicle pass first so that you can give extra room to the bicycle. You must allow at least 3 feet of space between your vehicle and the bicycle when passing a bicycle. Blind spots. Drive your vehicle where others can see you. Do not drive in another vehicle's blind spot. Try to avoid driving on either side and slightly to the rear of another vehicle. You will be in their blind spot. Either speed up or drop back so the other driver can see your vehicle more easily. When passing another vehicle, get through the other driver's blind spot as quickly as you can. The longer you stay there, the longer you are in danger of them turning towards you. Never stay alongside a large vehicle such as a truck or a bus. These vehicles have large blind spots. It is hard for drivers of large vehicles to see you. Trouble spots. Wherever people or traffic gathers, your room to maneuver is limited. You need to lower your speed to have time to react in a crowded space. Here are some of the places or situations where you may need to slow down. Shopping centers, parking lots, and downtown areas. These are busy areas with vehicles and people stopping, starting, and moving in different directions. Rush hours. Rush hours often have heavy traffic and drivers that always seem to be in a hurry. Narrow bridges and tunnels. Vehicles approaching each other are closer together. Toll plazas. Vehicles are changing lanes, preparing to stop, and then speeding up again when they leave the plaza. The number of lanes should change both before and after the plaza. Schools, playgrounds, and residential streets. There are often children in these areas. Always be alert for children crossing the street, or running or riding into the street without looking. Railroad crossings. You need to make sure that there are no trains coming and that you have room to cross. Some crossings are bumpy, so you need to slow down to cross safely. Do not pass if there is a railroad grade crossing ahead. Changing lanes. When there are no signs or markings to control the use of lanes, there are rules that indicate which lane is to be used. Remember that you must allow 3 feet between your vehicle and a bicycle when passing a bicycle. These rules cover general driving, passing, and turning. Whenever you want to change lanes, you must check that there are no vehicles in your way in the lane that you want to enter. This means you must check for traffic to the side of and behind your vehicle before you change lanes. Changing lanes includes moving from one lane to another, merging onto a roadway from an entrance ramp, and entering the roadway from the curb or shoulder. When changing lanes, look in your rear view and side mirrors. Make sure there are no vehicles in the lane you want to enter. Make sure that nobody is about to pass you. Look over your shoulder in the direction you plan to move. Be sure no one is near the rear corners of your vehicle. These areas are called blind spots because you cannot see them through your mirrors. You must turn your head and look to see vehicles in your blind spot. Check quickly. Do not take your eyes off of the road ahead for more than an instant. Traffic ahead of you could stop suddenly when you are checking traffic to the sides, the rear, or over your shoulder. Also, use your mirrors to check traffic when you are preparing to change lanes, merge, or pull onto the roadway. This way, you can keep an eye on vehicles ahead of you at the same time. Check over your shoulder for traffic in your blind spot just before you change lanes. Look several times if you need to, so as to not look for too long of a period at any one time. You must keep track of what traffic is doing in front of you and in the lane you are entering. Check the far lane. Be sure to check the far lane if there is one, as someone in that lane may be planning to move into the same lane that you want to enter. Take one lane at a time. If you want to change several lanes, take them one at a time. Like going up or down the stairs one step at a time, it is the safest and easiest to merge one lane at a time. It is very difficult to determine that all of the lanes are free and safe to cross. If you wait until all of the lanes are clear, you can tie up traffic and even cause a crash. Passing. Whenever signs or road markings permit you to pass, You will have to judge whether you have enough room to pass safely. Remember that you must allow 3 feet between your vehicle and a bicycle when passing a bicycle. Do not count on having enough time to pass several vehicles at once. Be safe. As a general rule, only pass one vehicle at a time. Before you pass, look ahead for road conditions and traffic that may cause other vehicles to move into your lane. You might lose your space for passing because of people or bicyclists near the road, a narrow bridge or other situation that causes reduced lane width, or a patch of ice, a pothole, or something on the road. Rules of passing. At a speed of 55 miles per hour, you need about 10 seconds to pass. That means you need a 10-second opening in oncoming traffic and sight distance to pass. You must judge whether you will have enough space to pass safely. At 55 miles per hour, you will travel over 800 feet in 10 seconds. So will an oncoming vehicle. That means you need over 1,600 feet, about one-third of a mile, to pass safely. It is hard to judge the speed of oncoming vehicles at this distance. They do not seem to be coming as fast as they really are. A vehicle that is far away generally appears to be standing still. In fact, if you can actually see that it is coming closer, it may be too close for you to pass. If you are not sure, wait to pass until you are sure that there is enough space. Return to your lane. Do not pass unless you have enough space to return to the driving lane. Do not count on other drivers to make room for you. Before you return to the driving lane, be sure to leave enough room between yourself and the vehicle you have passed. When you can see both headlights of the vehicle you just passed in your rearview mirror, it is safe to return to the driving lane. When not to pass. Signs or lane markings that indicate a no-passing zone tell you that you cannot see far enough ahead to pass. It is dangerous to pass where a vehicle is likely to enter or cross the road. Such places include intersections, railroad crossings, and shopping center entrances. While you are passing, your view of people, vehicles, or trains can be blocked. Also, drivers turning right into the approaching lane will not expect to find you approaching in their lane. They may not even look your way before turning. Never pass on the shoulder, whether it is paved or not. Other drivers will never expect you to be there and may pull off the road without looking. On multi-lane roads. The leftmost lane is intended for passing slower vehicles. If you pass on the right, the other driver may have difficulty seeing you and might suddenly change lanes in front of you. When your direction of travel is less than 3 lanes, Connecticut law requires that you drive in the right lane, except when passing. If you need to make a left turn or exit the highway on your left, you may move into the left lane. Always remember to do so safely and with a signal. Turning. Where there are no signs or lane markings to control turning, you should turn from the lane that is closest to the direction you want to go and turn into the lane closest to the one you came from. This way, you will cross the fewest lanes of traffic. When making turns, go from one lane to the other as directly as possible without crossing lane lines or interfering with traffic. Once you have completed your turn, and once it is safe to do so, you can change to another lane if you need to. Remember to always look and signal before changing lanes. Right turns. On right turns, avoid swinging wide to the left before making the turn. If you swing wide, the driver behind you may think you are changing lanes or going to turn left and may try to pass you on the right. If you swing wide as you complete the turn, drivers who are in the far lane will not expect to see you there. Left turns. When making a left turn, avoid cutting the corner so sharply that you run into someone approaching from the left. However, be sure to leave room for oncoming vehicles to turn left in front of you. Multiple lane turning. If there are signs or lane markings that allow for 2 or more turning lanes, stay in your lane during the turn. Remember, when your direction of travel is less than 3 lanes, Connecticut law requires that you drive in the right lane, except when passing. Turning and bicycles. State law and safety require special care when turning near bicyclists. Be aware of the position of bicyclists when turning. Never turn right immediately after passing a bicyclist. Yield to bicycles when turning as you would to any other road vehicle. Backing. Never back a vehicle in any travel lane. It is illegal and unsafe to do so. except to parallel park or to perform a three-point or K-turn. Drivers do not expect a vehicle to be backing towards them and may not realize it until it is too late. If you miss your turn or exit, do not back up, but go on to where you can safely turn around. Do not stop in travel lanes for any reason, confusion, breakdown, or letting out a passenger. Keep moving until you can safely pull off the road. It is hard for you to see behind your vehicle. Try to do as little backing as possible. In a shopping center, try to find a parking space you can drive through so you can drive forward when you leave. Here are some hints that will help you back your vehicle safely when backing is necessary. Check behind your vehicle before you get in. Children or small objects cannot be seen from the driver's seat. Turn around and look over your right shoulder so you can look directly through the rear window. Do not depend on your rear view or side mirrors, as you cannot see directly behind your vehicle with these. Back slowly. Your vehicle is much harder to steer when you are backing. It also helps to stop occasionally and check your rear view mirrors, as the design of some vehicles prevents a clear view to the rear. Whenever possible, use a person outside the vehicle to help you back. Visibility. Most of what you do in driving depends on what you see. To be a good driver, you need to see well. The single biggest contributor to crashes is failing to see what is happening. You must look down the road, to the sides, and behind your vehicle. You must also be alert for unexpected events. You must use your headlights at night and at other times when it's hard to see. You must pay attention to what is going on around you. Many crashes occur because drivers do not pay enough attention to their driving. Hills and curves. You have to be able to see at least one-third of a mile, about 10 seconds ahead. Anytime your view is blocked by a curve or a hill, you should assume that there is an oncoming vehicle just out of sight. Therefore, you should treat a curve or a hill as you do an oncoming vehicle. This means you should not start to pass if you are within one-third of a mile of a hill or a curve. Check your mirrors when you are going down hills or mountains. Vehicles often build up speed going down a steep grade. Be alert for large trucks and buses that may be going too fast. Others who cannot see you. Anyone who cannot see you may enter your path without knowing that you are there. Those who could have trouble seeing you include a driver at an intersection or driveway whose view is blocked by buildings, trees, or other vehicles, a driver backing into the roadway or backing into or pulling out of parking spaces, a driver whose windows are covered with snow or ice or are steamed up, pedestrians with umbrellas in front of their faces or with their hats pulled down, and people who may be ready to get out of a vehicle or walk out from between parked vehicles. Give parked vehicles as much room as you can. Things not to do while driving. Do not take your eyes off of the road for more than a few seconds at any one time. If you need to look at a map, pull safely off the road before you try to look at it. Do not try to read the map while you are driving. In many crashes with motorcycles, bicycles, and pedestrians, drivers reported that they were looking, but did not see them. Do not drive with head or earphones that cover or go into both ears. These are illegal in many states and make it too hard to hear emergency horns or sirens. Do not slow down just to look at a crash or somebody getting a ticket or other roadside activity. This is called rubbernecking and could cause you to be in a crash. If you take your eyes off the road to look at something, you could run into a vehicle ahead that has slowed or stopped. Rubbernecking can also increase congestion. When you pass these roadside activities, keep your eyes on the road and get past them as quickly and safely as you can. Hazardous conditions. There are various road conditions that require slow speeds for safety. For example, you must slow down before a sharp curve, when the roadway is slippery, and when there is standing water on the road. The only contact your vehicle has with the road is through the tires. How good a grip the tires have with the road depends on the type and condition of the tires and the type and condition of the road surface. Tire conditions. Many drivers do not pay enough attention to the condition of their tires or to the condition of the roadway. It is important that the tires be in good condition and have enough air in them. See the vehicle owner's manual for correct tire pressure. You do not have as much traction on gravel or dirt roads as you do on concrete or asphalt roads. When driving on gravel or dirt, you must slow down. It will take you much longer to stop, and it is also easier to skid while turning. Curves. A vehicle can travel much faster in a straight line than it can in a curve. It is easy to go too fast in a curve. If you go too fast, the tires will not be able to grip the road and the vehicle will skid. Always slow down before you enter the curve so you do not have to brake in the curve. Braking in a curve can cause the vehicle to skid. Slippery roads. Slow down at the first sign of rain, snow, or sleet. These all make the roadway slippery. When the road is slippery, the vehicle's tires do not grip as well as they do on a dry road. On a wet road, you should reduce your speed by about 10 miles per hour. On packed snow, you should cut your speed in half. Use snow tires or chains when the road has snow on it. On ice, you must slow to a crawl. It is very dangerous to drive on ice. If at all possible, do not drive when the roads are icy. In some areas where there is a lot of icy weather, special studded tires are allowed. Because these tires can cause road damage, they are not allowed in many areas or on certain roads. Studded tires are permitted in Connecticut from November 15th through April 30th. Some road surfaces are slippery at certain times or places. Here are some clues to help you spot slippery roads. On cold, wet days, shady spots can be icy. These areas freeze first and dry out last. Overpasses and other types of bridges can have icy spots. The pavement on bridges can be icy even when other pavement is not. This is because bridges do not have earth underneath them to help insulate them against the cold, and thus can be colder and icier than other roadways. When the temperature is around the freezing point, ice can become wet. This makes it more slippery than at temperatures well below freezing. If it starts to rain on a hot day, pavement can be very slippery for the first few minutes. Heat causes the oil in the asphalt to come to the surface. The road is more slippery until the oil is washed off. Water on the roadway. When it is raining or the road is wet, most tires have good traction up to about 35 miles per hour. As you go faster, however, your tires will start to ride up on the water like water skis. This is called hydroplaning. In a heavy rain, your tires can lose all traction with the road. Bald or badly worn tires will lose traction at much lower speeds. The best way to keep from hydroplaning is to slow down in the rain or when the road is wet. If it feels like your tires have lost traction with the surface of the road, you should ease your foot off the gas pedal, keep the steering wheel straight, only try to turn if it's an emergency. If you must turn, do it slowly or you will cause your vehicle to skid. Do not try to stop or turn until your tires are gripping the road again. Dangerous driving behaviors. Aggressive driving. Aggressive driving, which can evolve into violent behavior known as road rage, can cause many serious problems on our highways, including the deaths of drivers and passengers. Both new and veteran drivers must be aware of aggressive driving and road rage and must know how to deal with each when they occur. In particular, aggressive driving can occur sometimes without the driver even knowing it, yet it affects others with whom they share the road. Most people know that driving is a privilege and comes with responsibilities. One of those is self-control. Reasons for aggressive driving. Experts across the country have been studying the issue of aggressive driving and road rage. There are a number of different reasons for the increase of incidents. Increased traffic congestion on roads. Parents who teach children that getting angry with other motorists and behaving aggressively towards them while on the road is permissible. A general decline in courtesy and civility. More youths today operate vehicles but lack the maturity to drive them responsibly and with a caution during tense situations. Conflicts from other areas of our lives that distract us while driving, such as family issues, marital problems, resentments from the job, difficulties with authority, and feeling controlled by others. A sense of territory that leads people to presume that they own the space around themselves and their vehicles when another vehicle invades that space in a way they dislike, they have an increased and unfounded tendency to strike back. A sense that as vehicles have become safer to drive, everyone is immune from danger in them, even at high speeds. Vehicles are often seen as extensions of the drivers. Ease of operation gives drivers the false sense that they control all aspects of the vehicle, including mechanical functioning of the vehicle as they operate it carelessly. Avoiding the risks. How to avoid conflict on the road. There are solutions to these problems, but most of them come from within the driver. Here are some helpful hints to remember. Very often, another driver's aggressive driving makes one feel compelled to retaliate, However, it is best to leave punishment to the police. Call the police to report any instances of aggressive driving when you arrive at your destination. Don't compete on the road. Driving is not a contest. Let others who are racing pass you. If a driver, bicyclist, or any other user of the road does something that angers you, talk to your passengers about it instead of using your vehicle as a weapon to retaliate. If you get angry easily and feel that you do not have the best frame of mind while driving, consider postponing the trip until you feel better or have a friend drive or call a taxi. Give an aggressive driver the benefit of the doubt. It is possible or likely that he or she has made a mistake from fatigue, from failing to pay attention, or did not intentionally set out to cause a problem for you. Motorists would be well advised to keep their cool in traffic. Be patient and courteous to other drivers and correct unsafe driving habits that are likely to endanger, infuriate, or antagonize other motorists. Be aware of the behaviors that have resulted in violence in the past. Driver distractions. A distraction is anything that takes your attention away from driving. Driver distractions may occur anytime and anywhere. Distracted driving can cause collisions, resulting in injury, death, or property damage. Costs associated with such crashes, including those resulting from criminal and civil lawsuits, can be extremely high. Taking your eyes off the road or hands off the steering wheel presents obvious driving risks. Mental activities that take your mind away from driving are just as dangerous. Your eyes can gaze at objects but fail to see them because your mind is thinking of something else. Possible driving distractions that could occur inside a moving vehicle are dialing numbers or talking on a cell phone, adjusting radio, CD, or climate controls, using global positioning systems or navigation systems, using DVD players, using the dashboard control panel, grooming, talking to passengers, attending to children or pets in the vehicle, eating, drinking, or smoking, reading maps or other literature, or picking up something that fell. Possible distractions that could occur outside a moving vehicle, outside traffic in vehicles, police pulling someone over, sunlight and sunset, people or objects in the roadway, a crash scene, road construction, or reading billboards or other road advertisements. There are things you can do to keep from getting distracted. Avoid arguments and stressful or emotional conversations with passengers that may distract your attention from the road. Instead of eating while driving, leave a little early to allow yourself time to stop and eat. Be sure children are properly and safely buckled up and give them books, toys, or games to occupy their time. Properly secure pets in a pet carrier or portable kennel before moving your vehicle. Adjust vehicle controls before you begin your trip. Take advantage of normal stops to adjust controls or ask your partner to adjust controls. Do not look at something in the distance. Those things are never more important than concentrating on your immediate path of travel. Review maps and plan your route before you begin driving. If you need to look at a map while driving, stop in a safe parking area. Do not talk with friends in other vehicles or wear headphones to listen to music. These can be deadly when combined with driving. Stay focused, pay attention, and expect the unexpected. You also need to be able to recognize other drivers who are distracted. Not recognizing other distracted drivers can prevent you from perceiving or reacting correctly in time to prevent a crash. Watch for vehicles that may drift over the lane divider lines or within their own lane, vehicles traveling at inconsistent speeds, drivers who are busy with objects such as maps, food, cigarettes, or cell phones, drivers who appear to be involved in arguments with other passengers, drivers of slow-moving or commercial vehicles. Give a distracted driver plenty of room and maintain a safe following distance of 3 to 4 seconds. Be very careful when passing a driver who seems to be distracted. The other driver may not be aware of your presence, and he or she may drift into you. You must maintain your attention to the driving task. You are completely and solely responsible for operating your vehicle in a safe manner. This includes the responsibility for controlling everything that occurs within the vehicle as well. If you are distracted and you experience a crash, the responsibility falls on you, not the distraction. Fatigue. Fatigue is physical or mental tiredness that can be caused by physical or mental strain, repetitive tasks, illness, or lack of sleep. Just like alcohol and drugs, it impairs your vision and judgment. Fatigue causes errors related to speed and distance, increases your risk of being in a crash, and causes you to take more time to make decisions, which can make you more irritable and make you get upset more easily. When you are fatigued, you could fall asleep behind the wheel and crash, injuring or killing yourself or others. While anyone who drives tired is taking a risk, studies show that the groups described below are regularly sleep-deprived and are at special risk for having a fatigue-related crash. Young adults. People 16 to 24 years old often need more sleep than an average adult. Many young adults have died due to drowsy driving. It is a real threat that you should take seriously. People with undiagnosed or untreated sleep disorders. People with untreated obstructive sleep apnea are 7 times more likely to fall asleep at the wheel. Sleep apnea is a serious, potentially life-threatening condition that often goes unrecognized and undiagnosed. Shift workers and people working long hours. A person's biological clock is naturally tuned to sleep during the night. Working the night shift increases your risk of falling asleep at the wheel by nearly 6 times. Rotating shift workers and people working more than 60 hours a week need to be particularly careful. Before a trip, do the following. Get adequate sleep. Most adults need 7 to 9 hours to maintain proper alertness during the day. Schedule proper breaks. About every 100 miles or 2 hours during long trips. Arrange for a travel companion. Someone to talk with and share the driving. Avoid alcohol and sedating medications. Check your labels or ask your doctor. Warning signs of fatigue. You turn up the radio or roll down the window to wake yourself up. You have trouble focusing, keeping your eyes open, or your head up. You yawn or rub your eyes repeatedly. You drift from your lane, tailgate, or miss signs of exits. You daydream or have wandering thoughts. You feel restless, irritable, or aggressive. You have impaired reaction time and judgment. You have decreased performance, alertness, and motivation. Ways to prevent a fatigue-related crash while driving. Watch for the warning signs of fatigue. Stop driving. Pull off at the next exit, rest area, or find a place to sleep for the night. Take a nap. Find a safe parking area to take a 15 to 20 minute nap. Consume caffeine. The equivalent of 2 cups of coffee can increase alertness for several hours. Avoid drinking too much caffeine and keep in mind that it will wear off. Do not rely on caffeine to prevent fatigue. Try consuming caffeine before taking a short nap to get the benefits of both. Driving at night. Try not to drive late at night between the hours of midnight and 6 a.m. The best way to prevent fatigue is sleep. Fatigue-related crashes tend to be single-vehicle crashes in which a car or truck leaves the roadway and then turns over or hits a fixed object. These crashes are due to driver fatigue, drowsiness, or inattention. Rumble strips help prevent fatigue-related crashes. They consist of raised or grooved patterns installed in the pavement of shoulders or directly in travel lanes. When a vehicle's tires pass over them, you are alerted by a sudden and loud rumbling sound, followed by a loud vibration of the vehicle. If you run over a shoulder rumble strip, pull off the road at a safe place immediately and check your alertness level. Health. Driving is a complex skill. Many health problems, a bad cold, infection, or virus, can affect your driving. Even little problems like a stiff neck, a cough, or a sore leg can affect your driving. If you are not feeling well and need to go somewhere, let someone else drive. There are many health conditions that can affect your driving. Many over-the-counter and prescription medications can affect your driving. Check with your doctor if you feel you may have a condition that could prevent you from driving safely. Emotions. Emotions can have a great effect on your driving safely. They can interfere with your ability to think, can create mental distractions, increase risk-taking, create a lack of attention, and can interrupt the ability to process information. You may not be able to drive well if you are overly worried, excited, afraid, angry, or depressed. There are ways of dealing with your emotions. If you are angry or excited, give yourself time to cool off. If necessary, take a short walk or nap, but stay off the road until you have calmed down. If you are worried, down, or are upset about something, Try to keep your mind on your driving. Some drivers find that listening to the radio helps, as long as it is not distracting from the safe driving. If you are impatient, give yourself extra time for your driving trip. Leave a few minutes early. If you have plenty of time, you may tend not to speed or to do other things that can get you a traffic ticket or cause a crash. For example, do not drive faster than the flow of traffic. Darting in and around other traffic can be fatal. Have someone else drive. Remember to follow Connecticut's teen safe driving laws. You can read them at ct.gov/teendriving. You can also help to promote teen safe driving by participating in DMV's contest for teens, from the driver's seat to the director's chair. Find out more at ct.gov/teendriving/contest. Drinking and driving. Alcohol is involved in more than 40% of the traffic crashes in which someone is killed. If you drink alcohol, even a little, your chances of being in an accident are much greater than if you had not had any alcohol. No one can drink alcohol and drive safely, even if they have been driving for many years. New drivers are more affected by alcohol than experienced drivers because they are still learning to drive. Because drinking alcohol and then driving is so dangerous, the penalties are very tough. People who drive after drinking risk heavy fines, higher insurance rates, loss of license, and even jail sentences. Why is drinking and driving so dangerous? Alcohol reduces all of the important skills you need to drive safely. Alcohol goes from your stomach to your blood and to parts of your body. Alcohol affects those areas of your brain that control judgment and skill. This is one reason why drinking alcohol is so dangerous. It affects your judgment. You do not know when you have had too much to drink until it is too late. It's a little like a sunburn. By the time you feel it, it's already too late. Good judgment is important to driving. Alcohol slows your reflexes and reaction time, reduces your ability to see clearly, and makes you less alert. As the amount of alcohol in your body increases, your judgment worsens and your skills decrease. You will have trouble judging distances, speeds, and the movement of other vehicles. You will also have trouble controlling your vehicle. Alcohol and you. If you drink, when can you drive? The best advice is if you drink alcohol, do not drive. Any amount of alcohol can affect your driving. You may be impaired and could be arrested for operating under the influence of alcohol. In Connecticut, people under 21 years could be considered impaired after having only one drink of alcohol. An alcohol drink is 1.5 ounces of 80 proof liquor, one shot glass, straight or with a mixer, 12 ounces of beer, a regular size can, bottle, mug, or glass, or a 5-ounce glass of wine. Specialty drinks can have more alcohol in them and are the same as having several normal drinks. There is no way to sober up quickly. Coffee, fresh air, exercise, or cold showers will not help. Time is the only thing that will sober you up. There are ways of dealing with social drinking situations. Arrange to go with two or more persons and agree which one of you will not drink alcohol. You can rotate among the group and be a designated driver. You can also use public transportation or a cab if available. Do not drink and drive. Drugs and driving. Besides alcohol, there are many other drugs that can affect a person's ability to drive safely. These drugs can have effects like those of alcohol, or even worse. This is true of many prescription drugs, and even many over-the-counter drugs. Drugs taken for headaches, colds, hay fever, or other allergies, or those to calm nerves, can make a person drowsy and can affect their driving. Other prescription drugs can affect your reflexes, judgment, vision, and alertness in ways similar to alcohol. If you are driving, check the label before you take a drug for warnings about its effects. If you are not sure whether it is safe to take the drug and drive, ask your doctor or pharmacist about any side effects. Never drink alcohol while you are taking other drugs. These drugs can multiply the effects of alcohol or have additional effects of their own. These effects not only reduce your ability to be a safe driver, but could also cause serious health problems, even death. Your license and law. Alcohol and the law. Connecticut law provides strict penalties for driving under the influence of alcohol. Penalties are imposed by the courts and by the Commissioner of Motor Vehicles. If you are arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol, you will be asked to submit a blood, breath, or urine test, which shows your blood alcohol content, or BAC. If you fail this test, your operator's license will be suspended for at least 90 days, possibly more, depending on the number of DUI, or driving under the influence of alcohol, offenses on your driving record, and your blood alcohol content, and your age. If you refuse to take a test, your operator's license will be suspended for at least 6 months, or possibly more, depending on the number of prior offenses on your driving record and on your age. These penalties, imposed by the commissioner under the law known as administrative per se, are in addition to any penalties imposed by the court if, as a result of your arrest, you are convicted of DUI. In addition, if you are under 21 years of age, you are subject to zero tolerance. The law provides penalties for driving with any measurable amount of alcohol in your blood, defined as 0.02% or more on both public roads and private property. If you are placed under arrest for DUI, you may be asked to submit to testing. If your test results are 0.02% or higher, the police will make a report to the commissioner and your driver's license will be suspended. Any 16 or 17-year-old driver who fails the blood alcohol content test will have his or her driver's license suspended for no less than 1 year, possibly more, depending on the number of DUI, or driving under the influence of alcohol, offenses on his or her driving record, and the blood alcohol content. If the 16 or 17-year-old refuses to take a test, his or her driver's license will be suspended for at least 18 months, or possibly more, depending on the number of prior offenses on the driving record. Youthful offender status. Someone under the age of 18 who commits the following cannot be considered a youthful offender: negligent homicide with a motor vehicle, evading responsibility following an accident that results in a death or serious injury, driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Any youth adjudicated as a youthful offender for the following offenses shall have his or her record disclosed to DMV for the purpose of imposing a driver's license suspension or privilege to obtain a driver's license: reckless driving, operating while under suspension, evading responsibility following accident involving property damage or non-serious injury, street racing, disregarding a police officer's signal to stop or increasing speed to elude an officer. Stopping for police vehicles. Police vehicles attempting to stop drivers will do so by means of a visual flashing blue or flashing blue and red lights or audible signal. When being stopped by a police vehicle, police recommend: drive as close as is safely practical to the right-hand edge or curb of the road, clear of any intersection, stop, and park. Limit the movements of the driver and/or passengers while stopping your vehicle. Drivers should keep their hands on the steering wheel, and passengers should keep their hands in plain view. Obtain your driver's license and/or vehicle registration only when requested. Keep all vehicle doors closed as the officer approaches, and remain in the vehicle unless requested to get out. If at night, turn on the vehicle's interior light after stopping and before the officer approaches. If enforcement action is taken against you that you disagree with, do not argue with the officer at the scene. Traffic violations and traffic crimes charged against you are decided in court. Operator retraining program for repeat offenders. The DMV also has a program for repeat offenders who commit moving violations. It is called the Operator Retraining Program and covers the principles of motor vehicle operation, how attitudes contribute to the behavior found in aggressive driving, and the need to practice safe driving behavior. Anyone age 24 or younger who commits two or more moving violations or suspension violations must complete the DMV-certified Operator Retraining Program. A motorist who is 25 years old or older, who has three or more such convictions, is required to attend and successfully pass a certified operator retraining program. The following list is some of the offenses that may require a 16 or 17-year-old to take the retraining program: driving in violation of learner's permit requirements, driving in violation of graduated driver's license laws, such as passenger restriction and driving curfew laws, using a cell phone or other mobile electronic device outside of permitted uses, By law, drivers under 18 cannot use a cell phone or mobile electronic device, even if it is hands-free. After completing operator retraining, an additional moving violation within 3 years of the completion date will result in a license suspension of at least 30 days.